Never die poor, because life is rich. Never go mad, because life is great. In the midst of pain and illness, be strong and think happy thoughts. In the dilemma of confusion and insecurity, sit tight and say your prayer, something like this. I'll never, never give up hope, but will do my best to conquer my fears. I'll never, never give up fighting, because I'm strong and ready to go. It's very, very simple. Welcome to my fourth podcast. It's called Core Citizens, Personal Values and Positive Drive to Self-Development. In this podcast, I'm going to be talking to you about how we can see beyond our adversities, how we can try and conquer the daily challenges of the state capture. As I said to you earlier, it's about an opinion. Ask yourself why you are still being spared this life you are currently unhappy with and abusing so carelessly and being so unhappy or unappreciative. Stop bitching and demanding rights for everything that you don't even deserve and start earning your right to exist before it is taken away from you. The world doesn't operate on your rules or attitudinal state of mind. There are universal laws in front of us that govern events which regulate the totality of our being, and your demands, wishes and wants are not one of its priorities. Certain things in life need to be earned through hard work, loyalty and patience, blood, sweat and tears in order to be appreciated and valued as sentiments of our proud legacies, especially black people. Tweeting silly misguided information on the internet about shallow things that don't matter is a total waste of undirected energy. Use that energy somewhere positive to change somebody's life, to enhance your life's purpose. Who knows, you might never get a chance to become a better human being. There is no guarantee that any one of us will ever celebrate the next season of Christmas. So act positive now. If that doesn't work for you, wait until you have two breaths of air left in your body to inhale before the last one is taken away from you. The power to change is in your hands. As we speak, you can do great things with the time left on your slate. The clock is ticking. Time wasted is never gained. God will be proud of you on your arrival when you are called back to His kingdom to account for your deeds and actions of this life. Do things right while you still can, so that your spirit can be well credited with good intentions in heaven when your soul departs from this world anytime soon. Take charge and positive control of the future. Your life depends on how you use your mind to make things better. Use your mind to do good things so that good things can happen to you and your family. Remove the curse of all evil by changing your circumstances right now. Don't wait too long to take direct and decisive action. Keep your children from playing or idling in the street corners. Engage all boys and girls with creative handiwork behind closed doors in a safe playing grounds to empower them with new skills, hand skills, singing skills, health skills, anything that can make them better future leaders. Learn a new skill every day. Do not be lazy or surround yourself with people who don't have an ambition in life. Don't let anyone use your power to control your destiny. You possess the key to change the future and make an impact to the overall stability of this country and your family or our immediate communities. Wake up from ignorance and slumber. Stop being a victim and start being a victor. Take your country back to global honor, admiration, and the glory it deserves when Nelson Mandela was alive. Start your own legacy to be remembered by, something that will make everyone feel good about you when around you. Help young people to grow and always give back to your community what belongs to them. Let your spirit be enriched with divine order every time you take a breath and step forward into a new day. Be proactive and not reactive. Be prepared to work when offered a job opportunity. Learn while you earn to gain experience. Be honest and truthful to your fellow men. Don't steal from your employer or family members. Respect anyone who is alive and human. Don't invade and litter on other people's properties. Read good books to enjoy the journey into the minds, the trials and tribulations of different people who have conquered and went through the worst situation than you and I. Let's employ those who are wiser in age to impart their skills, experience and knowledge in our institutions of learning if they are willing and capable, because they can prove it. Work and be a friend to people of all races and cultures. Learn their ways of life and be empowered. Strive to be the best in whatever you do, and do it with your heart, love and care. Change comes to those who act decisive in the hour of need. Stay positive, calm and collected. Give compliments where it is due and recognize achievement and hard work. Reward it with your best intentions, knowing God is watching over you and loves to take you to take part in making this world function properly and efficiently on His behalf. Inhale the air so deep that you can almost experience heaven, and give thanks to the Creator. Every moment that counts, be grateful that you are the crown of creation and belong not to the lower animal species or kingdom, nor insects, reptiles, or vegetation species. Instead, they all look up to you for guidance, protection, love, and caring. Be prepared to lead for God's sake. And don't entertain your own personal agenda to exploit innocent people who are stranded because you occupy a position of power. Your power to boast and corrupt others is a borrowed one. This power can be taken away from you anytime before you fall from grace to become a pauper. Perhaps the reason you are still alive is to take up a more serious role than Moses, Jesus, Muhammad, Mother Teresa, Buddha, Mahatma Gandhi, Lady Di, Nelson Mandela, or Martin Luther King Jr., to name just a few. Remember, times have changed. These people served humanity and saved lives in doing God's work. Why do you think you are different and will escape any responsibility of leadership appointment? You don't have to choose yourself or be chosen by any political party or community. Be sober and focused. God is always in the process of finding new recruits who will respond to His call to save our humanity from calamity. He wants to appoint a new sensitive breed of leaders who care, who truly care, and can impact on the world immensely to synchronize the universe. He will guide and bless them on how to lead by example. Don't underestimate the power of your existence. Your purpose to live is to serve others with kindness and passion, directly or indirectly, without showing off or demanding respect from them. The role you were chosen to play on this planet or in your society and community might be overwhelming or overshadowed by your evil association with bad company, people with dark evil intentions, like bad politicians. We need new dreamers, new leaders to alter our future and serve our country with dignity, good news, and clarity of purpose by great-hearted people of integrity. Good politicians are very hard to find, yet they do exist. The Abraham Lincoln, the Nelson Mandelas, the Thuli Madonselas, the JF Kennedy of this world. People need brave, noble men and women to take up the baton of the country's potential to new heights, inspire hope and confidence to a nation to rise and be counted in the global map of countries that produce solutions and contribute to the human race development. We must have honest, reliable, credible leaders who lead people with pride and dignity to unify our national spirit and the soul of society, to strive for the best and to thrive again. We should find men with strong determination in challenging a bad negative history of our omen into a promising mystery of our positive amen. Leaders who speak from the heart and mean what they say. men who stand by their words with conviction to honor and touch every pore of our spirit as they fill it with hope when adversity envelops us with doubts and dark despair. If darkness is the absence of light, then the only way we can see light is for us to open our eyes and be willing to experience the truth. To see is to believe, and to experience is to know. That knowledge is our passport of the truth. The fact of the matter is that our country is blind. Our eyes are opened, but darkness still prevails. Our ability to see depends on our attitudes and platitudes, to be willing to act and assert our existence, to make things happen instead of watch things happen and disaster flow towards our direction. Good luck, men and women, in your endeavor to always think and act straight with deep spiritual conviction in the choices you make about the future of South Africa from now onwards. May God bless South Africa and all people who live in it. This should be our motto as a country, to receive unlimited blessings and opportunities, to be grateful for what we have as a rainbow nation. There was never a civil war. And to begin to appreciate our blessings as we count them each one by one, so that we can be a prosperous nation once again. Let us not lose this divine opportunity to resuscitate our country from state capture, to honor heroes who fought the same battles against atrocities of bad leadership perpetrated against innocent citizens. In conclusion, I say, never wish gain because your thoughts are enough. Never dream loss because your spirit is priceless. In the battle for survival and fitness, make your willpower your friend. In the height of delusion and turmoil, blame all phenomena to no one. But in your prayers, never give up hope, but try your best to conquer your fears. Never reject midnight because your heart is magic. Never play sorry because your soul is music. In the hours of darkness and chaos, wait for sunrise to return. In the crowded dome of suffocation, sit tight and say your prayer. This is how it should go. I'll never ever give up hope, but will do my best to conquer my fears. I'll never never give up hope because I'm strong and ready to go. This should be a way forward to conquer adversity and ensure that our country lands in the safe hands in the future from state capture. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Please share. Thank you.